Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trees. How may I assist you today?
I ordered the keto burn, and the commercial I ordered it from said that you put it in water. That's what the marketing was all about. And when I got it in just about 3 days ago, it was in pill form, and I was wondering if there was a mix-up or something.
You have which product?
It's the keto burn.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, it's 37031.
You said it says in something about putting it in water.
Yeah, that when I saw the commercial, it displayed putting it in a water glass and drinking it. It didn't say nothing about no pill form. And then when I got it in, it's in pill form. So I'm wondering if it was a different product or something.
No, sir. What I think they mean by in water, like you have to take it with a large glass of water. That's what they mean by like with water. Like you have to take it with water in the morning and at night. So they want you to take it with 18 to 16 ounces of water every time you take it. So that way it can activate. Not that it literally has to be placed in water.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just looking at the commercial, and that it looked like a you know that that's what they were doing, putting it in a glass of water. But I've had that before, and I don't think I'm going to be wanting to continue it. Can I get off the automatic shipment on it?
Give me one second. Let me if you cancel during the trial, there's a early cancellation fee.
What would that be?
Like $17.99.
Yeah, and I wouldn't aware of any of that.
Yes, sir. So if you cancel it early before the trial ends, it's just best to call back on the day that the trial ends and just cancel it then. Because if
When
not,
would
you're.
that be?
What day did you order it?
Well, man. Would that be on that packing list?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, let me look real quick. So it's like a 30.
You said what time it says?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I thought you had said something to me. Sorry.
No, I ordered it. Well, actually, no, it's not.
All right, so we'll just have to try to find your account. Give me one
Okay.
second.
I hate to be a pain. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No pain. It's happening to me because I have like 15 more minutes. So
Okay.
I'm cool. What's your zip code?
37031.
37. One more time for me, 37.
031.
Okay.
And my name is Charlie Hewitt.
Okay, let me go to this other system because that one did not pull up anything with a zip code. You said Charlie Hewitt?
Hewitt, yeah.
Okay, I have your account pulled up. Give me one second. Okay, the Rapid Keto Burn. It looks like you ordered it on August the 17th, so you might be close to the time you need to cancel it. Give me one second.
Okay.
Let me see. 17th.
Yeah, I just got it 3 days ago.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Ooh, you're 16 days. Let's see if I can cancel it without it billing you, okay?
All right.
Because sometimes it will. I'll just... Okay, so yeah, I did go ahead and get it done. But if you do see where on your account they billed you, just call us back. But let me place some notes on the account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, good thing you called in tonight.
I'm sorry?
I said it's a good thing you did call in tonight. Because they would have billed you like, it would have been like, 90-something dollars
wow.
per bottle.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But those are yours to keep, so give me one second while I notate the account. Okay, now I just got to go and do the other one, so give me a few more seconds, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome. You're my last customer of the night, so, hey, consider yourself lucky. Not lucky, blessed.
Okay, I'll take it.
Hold on one second. Now I have to grade papers when I leave this job. Grade papers and put in lessons for virtual learning. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Okay. Are you a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
If we weren't virtual learning, then I would accept that as a compliment. But right now, it's not cool. It's not cool at all.
Yeah, I have four kids, and it's hard. Of them loves the virtual learning deal because they don't have to be in class, and then two of them really misses it because one of them's in football and the other one's in ROTC, and
yeah.
So they miss the activities in school, but. The other two,
well, you know,
which is twins.
Well, well, here they're letting them have their activities, though. They just can't come to school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but the thing about that is if you can have the activities, then why can't they come to school?
Right.
Then another thing is when you teach the elementary level, like you miss them so much. Like if you're having a bad day, they can tell and they'll be like, hey, can I give you a hug? Or they write you these cute cards saying how much they love you and they think the world of you, and their parents tell you all the time, well, when she gets home, Miss Martin said I can do this. Miss Martin said I can do that. Miss Martin said, you know what I'm saying? So like it kind of boosts your little head up a little bit. But when it comes to virtual learning, like it's just hard on everybody. It's hard on parents. It's hard on teachers. And parents not understanding. It's not like when we're in class and I can physically see them turn something in, or I can hound them until they turn it in. It's like, I gave it to you to do. You're at home. Do it. But do you think I get it done turned in on time?
They got to be more like a self-starter.
Yeah, and if your child is not a self-starter, it's hard. Like you said, you have two kids that do like it. That's because they're at home. They're comfortable. They're in their niche. And, like, they can go to the kitchen and get whatever they want. And they can do whatever. They're free to do whatever they want to do after they learn their lesson. But the ones who feel outside their bubble, like the high school ones who miss their friends, miss sports, miss seeing their peers, it's harder on them.
Yeah.
Because, like, my little fourth grade students, some of them be like, I want to be in class. And the other ones are like, nah, I want to be at home with my mama. But I get it.
Yeah.
I can't be mad about it because I'd rather be at home with my mama, too.
Yeah. Is that what you teach, fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I teach fourth grade.
I was, I had some fond memories of my grade school because, you know, we always had good teachers and, you know, a good grounding, you know.
Yes. I would say, like I'm not really trying to brag on myself at all, but out of everybody at my school, I get the most parent requests for their kids to be in my class.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a big compliment, man. That's.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, I'm just going to tell you, the school I work at is very, 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 very urban. And so, like, with that, a lot of those children don't really respect kindness because no one is kind to them. So when you're kind to them and you explain why you're fussing about certain situations, they see that you care and they will do anything for you. Like, last year I had the worst children in the whole school. And when I tell you, like, they're like second and third grade teachers was like, how do you get them to do that? How do you get them to stand in the line? How do you get them to do their work? And I'm just like, I told them they were going to do it. And if not, then they're going to be sitting here. And they used to be like, well, I tried that last year and it didn't work. They know you didn't care. It's a difference when you care about what you do and, like, you try to instill in them positive things. Like, I treat them like if I had kids, how I would want my kids to be treated when they go to school. So I would want somebody, like, if my child's hair is looking a hot mess, then I would want somebody to be like, hey, come in my room early in the morning after you eat breakfast and let me fix that for you. Or
if
they don't look right or if they don't have on a clean shirt, I have shirts in my room, I give them shirts. I'd be like, baby, you're not walking around like that. So, like, I try to treat them like how I would want my kids treated. Like, I remember one girl, her mom couldn't afford to do her hair. I stayed after school one day and braided her hair. Like, what would normally cost her, like, $50, $60, I did for free. Like, I just did it to help her mom out. And after that, like, if I call her mom about anything, she would do it. She would be on her way. But that goes to back to how I was raised and how I view things. Because I just look at it as I have the means, I have the power. And if it was me, would I want somebody to help me during this situation?
That's cool. That's very cool.
Or during this tough time that I may be going through. Because the only difference between me and the tough time that they're going through is like prayer. Because at any moment, like all the things, I look at all the things I've accomplished in life and I have, but at any moment it could be gone. One hospital bill could knock my whole savings account out. So
I know that feeling.
Yeah, so like
that happened to me, man.
Yeah, so in any instance, I've learned to be thankful and grateful. Like, because this material stuff is temporary. So what you have now, you may not have tomorrow. And then the same people like you may have looked down your nose at, those are the people you might need to help you. That's just how
I was raised. That's the way I was raised too.
Yeah, my grandma almost told me, like, be careful how you treat people because you never know who may need to give you a drink of water one day. That's how she used to say it.
There's an old saying that says, some days you're the bug, some days you're a windshield.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very true. And so, I definitely get what you're saying, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've known people that were down and out for years. I grew up in Appalachia in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we were dirt poor, and I dug my way out of that. And we had about 8 people in our classroom in first grade.
Wow.
and then you keep digging and digging, and finally, you know, you get somewhere, and now it's like I would never ever judge anybody because we all come from someplace.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we all come from someplace, but when it comes to children, I don't get how like people can be mean and cruel to children for that place they come from, because I feel like children didn't ask to be here. They may have been given a bad hand, but they don't need to come to school or get it from other adults. Like, I tell my kids in my class all the time, I say, you may not have the best situation, but you know what can change that? Your education. Because once you get it in your mind, nobody can take that away from you. What you know in your head, nobody can take that away from you. That can take
That's
you
true.
Miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away from here. But at the end of the day, what you have up there, nobody can take.
Yeah.
So I try to teach them that, and I try to teach them to respect adults, respect the police, respect anybody who is older than you. Like, they could be 11. And if they're telling you right, then you need to do it.
Yeah.
Like, but see, that's and that's why I get in trouble a lot at school, because I'm like a no-nonsense person. And so, like, when parents try to come and act crazy, I don't care about you acting crazy. Because at the end of the day, I want what's best for your child. And if you can't see that, then okay. But your child knows the truth, and I know the truth. Period. And so I get in trouble for my mouth at work.
Yeah, well, I like no nonsense, man. That's to me, that's the only way to be, you know?
Yeah.
But where are you based? Are you in California? Is that
no,
where?
Sir. That's where our company is based, but I'm remote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're
remote. I live in Tennessee now.
And that's like one of the school districts that I'm trying to make my way towards. Is if I don't go to Texas, I'm definitely coming there. I want to be in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Murfreesboro.
Yeah. I'm about 28 miles from Murfreesboro.
Yeah. I love Murfreesboro. It's so cool. Cool. And like, you're right there. Like, if you need to go to Nashville, you're not too far away. So.
Nope. Yeah. 30 miles northeast of Nashville's. That's where I am.
Yeah.
I always tell people I'm out of Nashville just far enough that I don't have to deal with the traffic every day and the crime. You know,
yeah.
And I can leave my door unlocked sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But I wouldn't do it back home, though. I mean, there's some crazy people back home.
Yeah.
But thank you for working on that and canceling that out for me, because I didn't know that it would have been that much, man. That would have killed my account.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, thank you very much. It's been nice chatting with you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.